Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got to get something off my, I got to get it off my chest, okay? I know. You guys are great. This podcast grows every week, right? And if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't at all. It wouldn't grow. The listeners wouldn't start appearing. You know, if it wasn't for you almost promoting it for me to your dumbass friends, you know, hey, I got this lunatic that sits in this room all by himself that spews hot garbage for an hour every week, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Or you could get this episode Tuesday at 3 p.m. But who am I? Who am I to say anything, right? Because, hey, I don't want to pay for this shit. Fair enough. I wouldn't either. But we need to get something off our chest around here. I'm very grateful for everybody that recommends this to their friends, okay? I'm very grateful for that. But for the love of God, all right? For the love of God. I know all of you seem to think that you have a friend that I'm going to get along with and that I'm supposed to be friends with because you listen to my podcast, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, quit fucking trying to tell me that your buddy should come on the pod, okay? The guy's a deadbeat. The guy's a deadbeat. Bigger deadbeat than me, okay? He's got three stories and he lives off of them all for the rest of his life. You know, he's peaked years ago. I don't give a shit. What, you don't think I've snorted coke off an ass before? What, you think that's wild? You think that's crazy? You think I want to talk to your buddy who puked in his own shoe one night and decided to walk across a fucking bridge to get home? Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, he walked across a bridge. Jesus Christ. You know, it's great. I appreciate you as a listener, but for the love of God, quit trying to recommend your stupid fucking friend to me to interview, all right? I'm stuttering a little bit. My apologies. But my fucking God, you know what? I'll tell you what. Know what the interview can be? The 5-minute conversation I'll have with him at a bar. You want me to sit here for an hour and a half and try and get like some juice out of this guy? I got to squeeze every last fucking story that he's got. We're going to stretch the one story that he has for an hour? You out of your mind? We ain't doing that. Not around here, for Christ's sakes. Oh, I got a buddy you'll get along with. Hey, you're exactly alike. That's why I won't get along with him. I don't even like myself. Okay? I don't even like myself. What makes you think that I'm going to enjoy his time? I don't even like me. I don't like the person I've become or I once was. Still trying to figure that out. I talk to myself in the pickup, okay? That's how grounded I am as a human being, all right? I talk to myself, all right? Do you think I need to talk to another human that is somewhat similar to me? You think that this is a good idea? You think this, as the listener, this is why I don't take advice from anybody that recommends this podcast. You know, these are the people that should be looking in the mirror and questioning where they're at, you know? You came to a moron for advice. I don't need you to recommend your friend to be a guest on the show. Jesus Christ. Settle down. Stay in your lane, okay? Stay in your lane. Oh, yeah. The 9 people shut this off. They're like, fuck you. My buddy's one of the best guys I've ever met. I'm sure he is. Yes. He hasn't paid child support in 7 fucking years, but he lent your grandma blow last weekend. Best guy that you've ever met. Hands down. Those are the guys that just shut this off. Good. We got them out of here. Now we don't got to listen to them. I don't got to worry about them recommending their dumb fucking friend that has 2 or 3 stories that are boring as hell. You know?
Oh, I got drunk one time. Cool.
Right on. And where does this Where does this take us? Okay. How fascinated am I going to be at the end of this story? Like a three? Keep in mind, some people have been sending me some pretty fucked up shit for the past 4.5 years. I'm desensitized to a lot of things at this moment in my life. All right. Very, very rarely do I get surprised. All right. Very rarely do I wake up and I see something that's like, that kind of made my stomach turn a little bit. I'm really questioning humanity at this point. You know, I've seen a good chunk of shit over the years. A lot of it I couldn't post it. Couldn't post it. But you want to sit here and tell me your one friend that got drunk and hopped on a fucking cow one night is going to give me an hour's worth of content? Enough. Okay? Enough. This is why welder helpers shouldn't talk, you know? This is why pipe fitters should sit at the back of safety meetings. We don't need you. We don't need you recommending. Christ almighty, you can barely get through the fucking day doing your day job, you know? You can barely do your work as an individual. You wake up in the morning and you got to be assisted to fucking slide your boots on by the old lady. I don't need you recommending on what I should do with this, okay? All right? Just hand the fucking journeyman a rod when he needs one. When he says jump, you don't even say how high. You try and grab the goddamn moon. Do you understand me? We don't need you recommending shit around here. It's about enough. Hey, you should shut the fuck up. My favorite is the people in comment sections. Hey, you should make a video. Why don't you do it? All right, you're too retarded. I don't know how to work a camera. Exactly. Sit the fuck down. Just enjoy. View. Just look. Just look. Don't talk. Don't talk. It's like when, hey, can I see your new car? Sure, you can see it. Don't ask me questions, okay? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you, guys. But that's, you know what? Hindsight is always 20/20. So they say, right? You know, looking at what I've created over the number of years, it comes to no surprise as these are the human beings. You know, the dumbest people are always the loudest. And I have, like, amplified their voice. I am a dumb human being. I've also kind of amplified my own voice by saying dumb shit, okay? Some of it has been believed. Some of you have wrapped your noodle around that, oh, okay, this guy is kind of joking here, okay? I'm not very keen to take this fella serious. I come here for sometimes a sarcastic outlook on the current situation that most of us are in, you know, the whole pandemic. We are going to go into a pandemic rant, but I'm just saying, over the course of this year, and you know what, me adding to the pile of fucking dumb, I will admit, I'm not out here, I'm not thinking I'm a saint, I'm not a savior, you know, I'm not going to be a folk hero by any means. I'm not looking in the mirror and thinking to myself like, boy, oh boy. What are we going to do to change the world in a positive manner today, Brendan? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I get to come on here and be a complete moron. I shut my mind off. I don't have to answer to nobody. I don't have to wake up and do a job that I fucking hate. You know, I don't have to knock the shit out of my eyes at 4 o'clock in the morning to go and like convince and then drive an hour and a half to said job. And during that hour and a half, I'm trying to convince myself what I'm doing is okay. You know, you've been there, you've been driving to work and you'd like start thinking to yourself, I know every fucking blue collar guy out there has done this. I don't know. I can't speak for white collar shit, but I know for a fact. Any guy that is doing any hands-on type of labor whether you are a journeyman or you just got into the fucking the blue collar workforce, so to speak, you've drove down that road to work, whether it's an hour and a half drive, it could be a fucking 5 minute drive. And you think to yourself, it is 5:30 in the fucking morning. What am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? Am I delusional? Am I lying to myself saying that I'm happy inside? Do I actually enjoy this type of work? You know, the guy that started his own contracting company that's busting his ass for every dollar that is in his bank account, I can confidently say that guy right there looks in the mirror and he goes, yes, I enjoy waking up and chasing these dollars. But on the flip side, to those that are on an hourly wage, if you wake up and you consciously think, like, fuck me.
Yeah, what I'm doing is it's justified. That's fine. That's fine. But just remind yourself, okay? Just remind yourself that inside the depths of your mind of you trying to convince yourself that what you're doing is correct, there's an easier way to make a living, and some of these motherfuckers are making way more than both you and I, even though I'm doing what I like or what I really intended to do for a good portion of my life. I just didn't know how to get the fuck into it. I've always wanted to be in entertainment, but I'm saying that there's some bitch out there that'll spread her pussy and is making 30 grand a month, and it just like, oh shit. It's like getting kicked in the stomach repetitively. You know, you wake up, you actually do the world a service by building amenities that people need, whether you're in commercial or you're doing in or commercial, industrial, same shit, or you're doing residential work, you're working in the patch, whatever the fuck it is that you're doing, you know? Some bitch will spread her fucking, actually just flick the bean. She can flick the bean once and make $30,000 a fucking month. Who's Bella Thorne? Was it Bella Thorne that made like $1 million in 24 hours? This is how fucked up we are. This is how fucked up we are, okay? That bad baby, remember Kashmir Side? Remember her? Dr. Phil's little protege. That silly bitch made an OnlyFans, and what is she? She clocked in like 1.5 million. That's how fucked we are. That's how fucked up we are. Oh, do I know what her OnlyFans look like? No. Listen, I'm a MILF guy. I'm known. The moment she turned 18, it was like that's oddly weird, you know? Because that means for a moment's time, a good moment's time, everybody was looking at her like, oh. Just one more week. Kind of fucking weird, isn't it? That's not the point of this rant. The point of this rant was, I don't know. I went completely off course and found myself in an area that I didn't intend to be in. And now here we are. Now here we sit. Yeah. But what I'm trying to tell you, gents, lads, lasses, the ladies that listen to this, I'm saying there's easier options, gentlemen. Do we like that? Do we like that? No, because I think most of us that listen to this, you, the listener, probably enjoy some sort of suffering. I'm going out on a limb and I'm going to say that most of you enjoy some sort of sick, twisted suffering inside, and it's disgusting and also laughable, you know, because at the same time, you're recommending your buddy to come on the podcast. Okay. Let's cool it. Slow your roll. All right. We don't need this type of shit. The Uncle Hack Podcast. This podcast is already a shit show. It's already a shit show. I don't need your buddy coming on and telling me about things I don't care about. The time he did. Hey, you know the Twin Creek Bridge, 2 miles outside of town. My buddy Jared roasted his tires until they popped one time. Oh, that's great. I'd love to talk about that for an hour.
That's phenomenal. Did he get his dick sucked while he was doing it? No, God. No. No. Ugh. How many? You're a listener, right?
Yeah, I don't mind. I tune in from time to time.
You've heard what I've talked about, right? I'm a twisted individual. I, you know, a good fuck story from time to time. You know, something a little that's on the edge, you know, what some people would deem explicit, I guess. That's what I'm looking for here. And you want me to talk about a fucking burnout for an hour? That's what you want? That's what you want from me? Is that where I'm at? You want me to fucking put the clown nose on, the clown makeup, and tap dance on top of this fucking table for you too? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You want me to shove a broken broomstick in my ass and we can play anal ring toss? Is that what you want? Jesus Christ. These are the people that shouldn't be thinking. And that's where we're at. That's even myself. I shouldn't be doing this. You know, I question the state of the world every time I see this podcast rank a little higher. Also, if you want to see it, we got to get this fucker to number 69 on the Apple charts. And by doing so, if you could just give a review, that'd be great. If not, I'll go fuck myself. I'll go play anal ring toss with myself. It's like playing ping pong, but I'll just bounce the ring off the wall and hopefully it lands on said stick in my ass. Summertime, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost here. Canada, I don't know what it's like in other parts of the world, but I do get a little kick out of this every time summer rolls around. There's a level of pathetic that I just love, and that level of pathetic is watching women trying to get onto a boat for the summer. That is just a new low that I can't even describe. I can't even describe it. And it's always the simple looking ones and like, hey, looking for to get on a boat for the summer out in Kelowna. You know, these broads are never like, you don't look at them and think like, yeah, no. Definitely a dental hygienist. No, it's like it's a sales associate at Zara, you know? These are the ones that are making 30 grand a month off OnlyFans and couldn't rub two brain cells together if they tried, you know? It hurts. It hurts. They could buy a boat, but they just can't wrap their fucking head around the purchase, you know? How do I do that? Well, you take the money that you made showing your butthole to 55-year-old men that once lived in the same neighborhood as you, and you purchase the boat. And then you don't have to suck off that 55-year-old son to get on the boat no more. Time for a little ad read. That's right. DangerCatShop.com. Go to make the ladies come. That's the Diener's tagline. And Diener merch is on sale, as well as gloves, 50% off until we blow these suckers out. That's right. We got our own fucking mechanics gloves. Get online, boys. DangerCatShop.com. Check it out. Get in there. Get in the mix. Buy some shit. Support the goddamn brand. You listen to this fucking thing. Get a t-shirt. Get a goddamn t-shirt. Bah! Patreon, that's right. You want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast? Patreon.com/DangerCat69. That's right. Become a pissbag today. Get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Plus, get this episode you are listening to here right now earlier. Every Tuesday at 3 p.m., the early episode is out. And on Thursday at 3 p.m., an extra episode is released. Plus, on Tuesdays is Titty Tuesday, where the danger kittens of the that are keeping the internet dangerous give a little fucking shoutsy-outsy of some tatas, 18 plus. That's right. Some bared out tatas all on the Danger Cats Patreon. And you can view that today at patreon.com/dangercats69. Back to the episode. But that's the circle we live in, you know? It's hilarious to me. It's so funny. As soon as summer rolls around, it's, hey, who has a boat? Who has a boat? I wonder how many dicks have been licked just for the the fact of having a boat, you know? How many cocks have just been slurped on just for the sole fact of owning a boat? It's a 2006 Malibu wake setter. I don't even know if they made wake setters back then, but let's just say they did. Argument's sake, old boat, 14 years old, right? Did I get my math? Yep. Yes, you did. Quick math. See what I mean? Now, that boat doesn't go for a mass amount of money, you know? There's not a mass amount of money. I mean, the maintenance, the gas, the upkeep, a little bit of dough involved there. But all that for, you know, months and months of fun. In Canada, there's a small window, very small window of summertime up here, okay? So that leaves a very short amount of time to get your dick licked for owning a boat. But do gentlemen, hear me out. Do they make it worth it? Like, how many dick licks of owning a boat makes it worth it? You know what I mean? Like, how many times does your dick need to be licked over the course of the summer to make owning the boat worth it? Because you know these thoughts are willing to fucking brush their teeth with a cock to ensure that they can get on a boat for the summer. We've seen this. We've seen it numerous times. Christ, you can even put the offering out there. You want to come on a boat? Yeah? Yeah, yeah. You mind if I bring some friends? I don't give a shit. Can I stick my penis into your throat? Can I do that? Oh, yeah, no, I'll take one for the team. Can I bring four friends, though? Yeah, like, that offering is on the table. I don't give a shit about you. And then you wonder why the inequality exists, okay? It starts with owning a boat. I've yet to see, like, a female own a boat and just bring other females. You know, like, if the roles were reversed here and you just happened to be a hot dude looking to get on the boat, and then women were like, ah, yeah, you got to ride my face. Could you imagine that? I would try and do anything possible to be a hot guy just to get my face rode, you know? If the tables were turned, that's the world I want to live in. But unfortunately, it's not. We, as men, need to work hard and earn a respectful living to own items. That's why I don't understand why... You know, I don't understand this upcoming generation. You know, for years and years and years, you've always understood that if you have money, you'll get your dick sucked no matter what, because you can have things that you can get dick sucking items. You know, you can buy items that will get your dick licked. You know, if you have a lot of money, you've never looked at an ugly dude. You as a woman. His money is attractive. Let's be honest, or else they wouldn't have fucking supermodel. What, Anna Nicole Smith? Want to date that old bag of bones? That old geriatric fuck? And then she went, well, I married him for love. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I have a 12-inch cock and I'm African-American. Yes, of course. Anna Nicole Smith married for love. Fire the fuck me. I'm saying, gentlemen, we... As dudes, if we didn't have to work so fucking hard and acquire dick-sucking items, you know what I mean? Boats, expensive vehicles, things that'll turn heads, make people jealous, elevate your status, your social status, you know what I mean? Like for instance, I was talking about this whole Danger Cats thing. See, like, there's certain things that will... make your dick suckable, right? Fancy shit. You have a boat in the water. You have a boat in the fucking water. You're going to get your dick licked. If you have a boat, you're single, and you throw it in the water, and you sit by the dock, more than likely, there's some dumbass bitch with no brain cells inside of her skull that will suck on your Johnson just to go on the lake for the day. You know? That she doesn't have to suntan on a dock, okay? She doesn't have to do that for the day. Instead, she gets to go on the 2006 wake setter. But it comes at a cost, you know. She's got three holes. One of them's coming as payment. Which is hilarious. It's so funny to me that, you know, that's a form of payment. Pussy. See, pussy has a value. There is value in pussy, or else you wouldn't work so hard to acquire dick-licking items, right? I'm going to lay this out as smooth as possible. As smooth as possible so we can all understand it together. Men, women, we can come together and understand where this culture comes from, where these thoughts come from, where the dick-sucking items and the value of pussy correlate, you know? Like, for instance, dudes, if you didn't have to work so hard, right, you either A, you got to be slick with your words, you got to be funny, you got to have something. You got to have something in return to get some pussy. You know, you could have money, you can purchase pussy, you can have fancy shit like the boat or a fancy car that some other female finds attractive, that's going to want to be in the front seat of that car, be seen in it. Or there could be, maybe you got a nice house with a beautiful view and you come over, you woo her by cooking, or you have a set skill, or you have social status. This is attractive. It attracts not all females. I'm not generalizing all you gashes out there. He talks so evil about women. He talks so evil about women. Well, it's because it's tough. It's tough being the number one gender. You know, everybody wants to be a dude. You want to be in the seat that the dudes are. We're the reigning champs. We're the LA Lakers of the 90s or the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. Sorry, I fucked that up. Not a great explanation. We're the Edmonton Oilers of the 80s, okay? That's who we are. As a gender, we win. We win. Oh, did you see that? Fuck yeah. We win as a gender all the time. If we sent women over to fight a war, we would lose. That's right. Yeah, but we always got to do like the, you know, how you take care of a toss. Hey, you fucking play. Hey, we'll change the rules and the fitness testing so you can come play war too with us. You know, we are the, when you need shit done, you send in the fellas. You know, that's the way this goes. So, of course, it makes perfect sense why pussy has a value. And you can put whatever value you want on your pussy. And you're seeing it, but it has to be viewed. Now, the dude has to view your pussy as equal value to the things he has, right? Is this making sense to you? Like, for instance, you ain't going to let no fat bitch pussy onto your boat unless you want fat bitch pussy, because you know, that's like a rupee, right? If you're like a hot dude and you want hot pussy, it makes sense. It makes sense to me. I don't know if it's making sense to you, but you're not looking like it's like when it'd be like taking a Dogecoin over a Bitcoin, you know? You don't want that. Nah. No. I'll bring my friends. Let me see your friends first, okay? Because we're about to bring a Bitcoin on and Dogecoin's about to follow. And we all know that Dogecoin might get a little upsetty spaghetti that some attention's coming their way and try to cock block me, okay? So I don't necessarily want your fat, dumb bitch friends that think that they're a Bitcoin when in reality they're a Dogecoin. Are you picking up the currency, where I'm going with this? Are you following along? Is this making sense? So there, how you view what you're worth, your vagine is worth, you know, some of you think you've got a gold-plated pussy when in reality it's like nickel. It's like nickel, if that. And even that, it is a stretch, you know. You think it's like when you know, when you get those fake diamonds, and then when an actual I don't know what like a jewel person, you know, like a person that looks at jewels and they're like looking at it and he goes, "Oh, this one's fake." That's in reality. The jewel person is the guy who owns the boat, right?
So when you come up and you think that your pussy is a big, beautiful blood diamond, right? Big, beautiful diamond. Oh, boy, look at this. This is a nice diamond, is it not? And then this guy just kind of looks at it and goes, this one's fake. Your worth and what he views as, or what you view as worthy, or how you value your snatch, may be different than what he thinks that market price is going for, you know? You know, like, fat bitch pussy's not a, it's, there's a lot of you out there now. A lot of you have been sitting around eating for a good year and a half. So we got a lot of fat bitch pussy. So it's kind of like, it's cubic zirconia, you know? I don't really want that. I want real diamonds and real metals on my fucking body. So you look at the hot friend to bring up the stock. She's almost the deciding factor, the Bitcoin, on whether or not you're getting on that boat. You know, and some guys are rude. They're going to say, no, I only want the Bitcoin in my wallet. I only want the Bitcoin in my wallet. Get that fucking Dogecoin out of here. Which is entirely fair because you don't own the boat. Oh, he's an asshole. He fat shamed me. Maybe you should up the worth. You know, get out there. Go for a jog. Eat a celery stick. Then maybe one day you'll be the Bitcoin. Maybe one day we'll all look and be like, look at that little Dogecoin turning into a Bitcoin. Fucking, she was Ether for a minute. That's what I mean. Like, the value of pussy, you know, like, hey, I'm sorry. This is the brutal, cold reality of the world. I'm sorry. If you're good looking, your life is going to be easy. If you're bad looking, you know, you have a shitty personality. You have no skill sets. You're overweight. I'm sorry, but the world's going to shit on you. Do you think I'm going to be on the cover of a magazine? No, I need boats. I need McLarens. I need fancy shit. I need a big house. Christ almighty, I'm a balding 30-year-old with a podcast that's doing okay. It's doing okay. I got a little bit of social status inside Alberta. That's it. I can look in the mirror and admit it. I can't see too many bitches looking at me and being like, that's the one I want to fuck right there. I'm okay with that. I've understood where I sit, okay? There's a social hierarchy, and I kind of, you know, I'm not quite at the bottom. I'm a few steps above, but it's just like, it depends on where I go. I'm not overly wealthy. I know a lot of people may like this podcast. Maybe they don't. We're getting 30,000 downloads a month. Not a big deal, you know? And maybe as the comedy starts rolling in and I'm cracking some jokes and getting shit on and popping, maybe my stock will rise. Right now, what am I? What am I valued at? I'm a fucking Dogecoin, okay? I'm a Dogecoin. I'm in the same boat with the fat bitches, the snaggletooth ones that have kitchen tattoos on their inner thighs or their inner hip. You know, I'm about the same stock at the same stock price as they are, you know? The ones that bleach their hair blonde and their roots are always like black, you know? They always look like they've never quite kept up to date on their hairstyles. I know where I sit. I know where I sit. Hot bitches, don't look at me and be like, yeah, that's the one right there. I'm not ripped. I'm not tanned. Like I said, I'm balding. I'm balding. I'm entering the phase of like a 30-year-old dude of balding. All I got is like a podcast going for me, which everybody started one over the course of this year because everybody thinks they're fucking interesting. I by no means think that I am interesting. I think that I come up with unique topics and discuss them like a Neanderthal dipshit would. You know, I'm out here talking about what the price of pussy is in comparison to like what what a dude's stock is worth, you know? Like, where do they cross over? Like, is a brand new boat that's, say, a $50,000 boat, are you going to put a bunch of Dogecoins on there? Of course you're not. You're not stupid. You're pissed off if you do, especially as a single guy. Married guys with boats, you know, you understand. It's all your wife's deadbeat friends that come on there. Your loser buddies that haven't quite got their shit together. You know, they come on. They're trying to smoke on the boat. They drop the, you know, the cherry flies off and burns a hole in the fucking leather. You know, these are the losers on your boat. And you're thinking to yourself, ugh, you know, your wife's... The in-laws come on there. They're spilling wine on the fucking carpet. It's a shit show. You hate every moment that they step onto that thing. But as a single guy, it don't matter what the boat is worth. As a single guy, a boat is a gateway to dick licks. It's a never ending. Fuck. This is the dumbest rant I think I've ever been on. Oh shit. Give me a second. Yeah, it's the summertime rolls around. It's endless dick sucks for having sniz on your boat, you know? So what are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, you're not going to eat the fucking tuna. You want the caviar. We've made so many comparisons. Cryptocurrency. Now we're using like fish. Now what else did we use? We used a different scale as well. Oh shit. This one's kind of fun. But yeah. No. You don't want the crawfish, oh great, we're going to the Red Lobster, fuck, woohoo, what kind of fake meat are we going to be eating today? No, you want the caviar, you want the creme de la creme, you don't want to shoot low. Why would you shoot low? You out of your mind? You know what I mean? Like, do you want to bring the big girl on that's going to... crunching her hot Cheetos in the back corner, putting fingerprints all over your shit? Fuck no. You want the cokehead skinny bitches that are going to just drink like 6 White Claws and get slutty after 6 White Claws. And they'll probably, one will tongue your ass and the other one will suck you off for a line of blow. Those are the ones you want on the boat, not the big girl. You don't want the big girl. What the fuck? Come on. You want the one that's out there swimming in the lake in a t-shirt? What? Is that what you did this for? Is that what you work hard for? Is that what you wake up 6 a.m. every day going to that fucking job site that you hate, that you look yourself in the porta potty mirror that's like kind of distorted because it's just a shitty piece of plexiglass used as a mirror, and you think to yourself, oh, why do I do this? As you're sweating, because you just need to take a shit. You're sweating profusely sitting in there because it's a fucking sauna. It stinks like hell. It absolutely, the stench in there turns your nose up, you know? And that's what you do this for. You saved up the past couple of years and you got yourself that wake setter, that one that you looked at, you know, your uncle sold it to you, gave you a good deal. And now you can finally take it out to the lake. You finally spent the money. You're ready to go out there. And you want to put the crawfish on? You're going to put the fucking crawfish on? What are you doing, man? Give your head a shake. Unless that's your flavor. Then I rest my case. You know? Instead, you know, you got the opportunity of having an orgy on the lake, a story to tell, eh? Now we're getting somewhere. We're moving this along. See what I mean? You have the opportunity of having 4 whores that would do some of the strangest things you dreamed of. Things you dreamed of, buddy. All because you bought a used boat, threw it in the water, and these dumb whores put 3 White Claws in them, and they seen you take a key bump, and now they're like, oh, he's got blow. Can I have a line? I'll suck you off, and my friend will
lick the chili ring while doing so. And if we really have to, we'll bring a third woman in and they'll get on the balls. Okay. So we're talking like a 3-on-1 here, 3-on-1 situation. Are you not going to do it? Of course not. I rest my case. Shoot for the stars, gents. You don't wake up that early and do the shit that you don't want to do to get the Dogecoin pussy. You don't do that. No, fuck. Come on. That's what I mean. The worth here. The effort. You know? You wake up in the morning and you do those things, you know? You fucking hate hanging drywall, don't you? You hate it. It's hard on your body. You're sore, you know? You've been doing this now for 10 years since you graduated high school. You're 28 years old. You're pretty damn good at it, but fuck me, does your back hurt. You think that waking up at that 7 a.m., Monday morning rolls around, and those 7 a.m.s starting to hurt less once you have stories like what we just described back there, you know? They start to hurt a little less. Your back can ease up a little bit because you just had 3 coke whores on your hog and asshole. And that makes waking up a little easier. That makes doing what you do just that much more rewarding. Huh? Huh? Am I wrong? Of course I'm not wrong. Of course I'm not. I've thought about this on the weekend because I was laughing about the fact that every dumb whore out in Kelowna right now is basically stretching out the fucking mitt. You know, oh, Thursday's rolling around. So that means some guys are hitting the water. Then they're just, you know, they're waxing, they're sugaring their pussy. They're getting ready. They're getting ready for a nice day on the lake just to go stand. And you see it all the time. I don't know what it's like down wherever you guys are at. I imagine it's the same. Or there's just like a slight variation. Instead of a boat, it may be a cabin, you know. Instead of a boat, it may be, or instead of the cabin, it might be like a razor and a sick camper, you know. I don't know. But I feel like a boat is the most common denominator in a lot of these situations, which is hilarious that the value, you know, like the value of sniz is the matter of if you have a recreational watercraft. If you have that, you get unlimited box in a place like Kelowna, BC. And I'm at it. Yeah, like I said, it's probably the same down south. I remember being in Washington, Tri-Cities, Washington, and same thing. You had a boat, unlimited sniz. Because being a sales associate at fucking the garage, you know, being a sales associate at the garage isn't quite, you know, financially, it's not really in the tax bracket to own a boat, okay? Right? I'm not wrong there. So I'm just saying, oh, the wage gap. Well, nobody's stopping you from picking up a fucking hammer, you know? Nobody's stopping you from holding up drywall. That's the payoff. That's why the wage gap exists. You want to sit behind a till part-time? Is that what you want to do? If you want to sit behind a till part-time and then get stretched out on weekends from the guy that does hang drywall and does do all that shit that nobody else wants to do, you'd be a bricklayer. I don't see anybody just signing up to be a bricklayer. Yeah, that's why he does it. Because the dumb sales associate at the garage will come ride his dink for the fact that he has a recreational watercraft that he's going to put in the water Friday, Saturday, you know? And he gets to do the old Texas switch with your best friend because you both want to ride on the boat all weekend long. Isn't that something? That's all you got to do, gentlemen. It's just,
having a little knowledge, having a little self-aware. Okay, what do I got to do to get laid? I'm not the best looking guy, but if I did a few sit-ups, a few crunches, and lifted a few weights, and in the meantime, maybe instead of being a full-blown alcoholic and blowing all my money on liquor and cocaine, I'll scale back on the liquor, continue with the cocaine, hit the gym a little bit, and in about a year and a half, if I put that liquor budget into buying a boat, I can get more dick licks. But if that's what you're gunning after, gentlemen, if you want more dick licks, there you go. There's your financial plan, you know? There's your... My entrepreneurial mindset over the past couple of years here has been able to process this information and spew it out to you so you can understand it and then get yourself a few more dick licks just by, you know, changing a few things up. Owning a boat in the summer. Owning a boat in the summer. Then you can rest in the winter, you know. You can let the dick rest in the winter. Because I don't, unless you have a cabin at a mountain resort, that'll probably get you more dick licks over the course of a year. You know, you never see a guy with a lot of money that's single unhappy. At least I haven't. Oh, money can't buy you happiness. Yeah, but I don't know about you, but I'm pretty happy when I'm getting dick licks. Money can't buy you happiness. Are you out of your mind? Money can buy everything you need. Oh, that's a horrible mindset to have. Not at all. Not one bit. Anybody who says that is a dipshit. And they are far from the whole money can buy you happiness thing than you'll ever be. They're using that as a defense mechanism. Well, money can't buy you happiness. Yeah, it's because, well, first off, you're a sales associate at the garage. So yes, no, you're wrong. Money can buy you happiness because it bought me a boat, which got me dick licks all summer. And I also got to drive around a fucking boat, which is pretty fucking fun. Okay. And then get this. I, right, have money. So I bought a cabin off a ski resort where all the ski buddies then would they when they want to spend the weekend and go snowboarding all day and skiing and then have a warm place to come to instead of paying $250 a night for a hotel room, right? They get to come to the Palace de Fuck de Pussy and the only trade-off is some box for a bed. And there you have it. Money bought me happiness. Oh, well, you're never going to have a relationship. I didn't want one, okay? I don't want one, all right? That's why I work hard, right? So then the weekends are free for dick licks and cool shit, right? Simple, simple math. Simple economics, fellas. Owning a boat in the summertime gets your dick licked. Oh man, what a way. I do. Oh, you're right. I have a fan question that, all right, where are we at here, brother? Let's get in. Why are you talking like that? Don't talk that. Where is it? Okay, I'm right here. Oh yeah, this first Mike. Mike, I won't say his last name. I'll keep these anonymous at times. Hey, Hank. Way to start that. Was I not just ranting about that? Hey, Hank. Unreal. I'm sure it was autocorrect. Right? One thing that's tough as a man is know when to draw the line with the women versus know when to grow up. On one hand, I don't want to become a cuck who's scared to drink a few beers on the porch with my friends looking over my shoulder, all afraid of the woman coming home. On the other hand, I don't want to be a loser all, oh yeah, man, fuck, bud, I'll fucking drink a dozen beer every fucking night, bud, fuck the kid's game tomorrow, she can fucking take them. Fair enough. I was hoping you could toss out a few examples when the guys should listen to their woman versus when they should tell her to get fucked.
both me and the wife used to have that one friend who we both made each other block from our lives. My friend was a typical dude who's nearing 40, but still tries to fuck 20-year-olds and never going to start snorting perks and stepped on schnoz dust. Hers was a notorious whore who rolls with drug dealers and gangbangers. She got her kids taken away and is probably a low-key prostitute. Nice. I think it's fair compromise in growing up. If you ever get a chance, I'd love to hear any of your stories about dudes who did the right thing by growing up or listening to their woman verse. Dudes who lost themselves and cucked to a bitch's unreasonable demands. It's not always easy to decide, does this make me a responsible adult versus does this make me look like a cuck? Very great question. And I'm very happy to dive into this. So as you said, you know, the old fuck bod of the world, you know, that guy, he's a fucktard. He's an idiot. You know, anybody, here's the thing. Once you get older, the whole appeal of bragging about how much you can drink kind of dies off. Okay. I noticed that like 27, that's a lie because at about 27 is when I was hitting my low and I was using drugs and alcohol to like kind of cope with where I was at mentally. But I like now I don't look at like how much booze you can consume is cool. You know, that's great. Right on. Dr. Fucking let's grab a gear. Is always the annoying guy. Now, you know, you don't drink to get drunk. You drink to like get buzzed. Is what I've noticed now. Like, I love riding that fucking, like, fuzzy warm feeling. And, like, I love flirting with disaster that one or two shots could possibly throw me over the edge. So it's like you're constant. It's like you're edging. You know when you're jerking off and you're edging yourself and you don't quite come and it's, like, the best? It's always the best. And then when you nut and you're fucked, AA. Yeah, you might need AA. But I don't know. There's certain you need to find somebody that you fucking can compromise for. After I just spent a whole episode degrading women and telling you that, but those broads right there, if they're sitting on a dock waiting to lick a dick to get on a fucking boat for the summer, not exactly marriage material in my mind. Not exactly the broad that I want to take home to the family and be like, hey. Where'd you guys meet? You're not going to believe it. Picked her up on the dock in Kelowna, and she gave me anal to come on the wake setter. Ever since then, you know, we been kicking it. You know, are things great? Not really. She's emotionally unintelligent, sorry. Flies off the handle over minuscule problems and is completely fucking brain dead. She's 29 years old, still snorts coke off of my cock. Is it fun? Yeah. Is it sustainable? Absolutely not. You know what I mean? I think growing up is where you want to pick your battles. You know, there comes a point where everybody kind of reaches that whole, I'm going to get fucked up every weekend. It becomes old. Hangovers start to settle in. They're 3 days long. There's like this list of shit, you know? Maybe you don't like how you act, but I mean, like, nobody who fucking, when you're younger, you know, when you're younger, when you're 20 and that guy that's always bombed in the bar, you know, you're like, fucking, hey, man, that's deadly. He's always, but then you get to 30 and you're like looking at that guy and be like, fuck me. I hope that's never me. I hope I never end up in that situation. You know, I'm 10 years away from being in that guy's shoes, and I hope to fucking God. And if you aren't looking at that asshole that's sitting in the bar Monday to Saturday and then sits at home Sunday all alone and depressed and not doing it. Oh, I wish the bar was open. Oh, that fucking guy that lives to just sit in the bar, play the VLTs, you know, the small town dance club hero or whatever the fuck you want to call him, sitting. You know, I've never looked at that guy and been like, wow, what a role model. You know, there's a few beauties that come out every now and then. And when they fucking hop on the gas, they're like, yes, I'm so happy this fella's out and about tonight because I'm about to have a good time. But like,
I believe it becomes a point of like an understanding, because you don't want to date. Nobody wants to marry party girl. You want to marry fun girl. Nobody wants to date party girl that has a fucking coke ring all around her nose every Friday, Saturday night, or there's always some drama there. You want to date fun girl. The one that I love, the you know, like, you want to date somebody that smiles, laughs. You want to marry that bitch, you know? She makes you happy. You know, money can't buy you happiness. Yes, it can, because it can attract the woman of your dreams, you know? If you then have money, then you're able to sift through the sea a little better. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you're kind of secluded to your area. You know, you're secluded to your tax bracket. And usually, once you hit those lower tax brackets, not much fucking going on there. You know, they are usually, you know, a BP's waitress, slightly chunky. Again, not emotionally intelligent. You struggle to have conversations. You know, you two can bum smokes off one another. It'll be the perfect life. But I think I'm getting off track of what this guy wants me to answer. And I'll get back on here. I think it's knowing. There's so many little things that we can cover here. Like, for instance, like her friend who's notorious whore, rolls around with drug dealers. At some point, that shit just isn't appealing. You know, at some point, you know, when you're younger, that erratic, wild lifestyle should kind of draw you in. You should, it should, because it's erratic, it's wild, you're young, you want to be free. I don't judge anybody that, you know, kind of got involved with that. As long as you like grow up and you understand that this isn't really the most sustainable life, this isn't really that fucking great. You know what I mean? Like, nobody my age is looking at the drug dealer, the small town drug dealer, and being like, what a fucking cool guy. What a sick dude. I want to hang out with him. I imagine that he's a riot, especially if he's selling dimes and nicks. Like, I get it. If you made a career out of drug dealing, you're probably pretty fucking good at it, and you understand the do's and don'ts of the game. So if you're hanging out with a guy like me who's a little bit more out there, and I put myself out there, you understand that you need to draw yourself back into the shadows. That guy's okay. The dumb fucking drug dealer that's like still like, oh, fuck, bud, what do you need, a fucking dime bag or what, bud? That guy's an ass clown. He's a dipshit. Nobody really enjoys that guy. He's always bragging about, oh, I fucking drank like a 2-6 of whiskey and fucking 9 beers last night. Fucked up. It's like, dude, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. All right. Do something a little more productive, you know? I'm okay with the productive drug dealers that understand the games. They know the do's and don'ts. They're not a fucking jackass. They're not bragging about it. You know, they made a career out of it for a reason. But I mean, like, with not being a cuck and also standing your ground, that's a hard teeter totter. You know, I feel like you have to. Every situation is going to be different, obviously, but like, there needs to be a level of understanding that, hey, if you're out getting completely blackout, acting like an asshole, and she is justified for being a bitch whenever you start putting a bottle to your lips that hasn't alcohol in it, yes, she's justified her reasoning. Because if you're a dickhead and you come home and you start flipping fucking shit up and you're causing problems, and that goes for her as well. If she's a fucking dipshit whenever she drinks, maybe, just maybe, you either need to split up or quit fucking drinking. So if that's the case, then we're dealing with a different problem. But if she's just fucking chewing your ass every time you're having a good time and you're not a dickhead, you know, you're just out there living a little, you're having a good time with your friends and she's just not around and she thinks that she's too insecure to wrap her head around that you can have a life outside of a life with her. You know, you have buddies, you have friends that you hang out with, and you're not just her,
sorry, and you're not just you're not just hers. I was gonna word that differently, but I didn't know where to go, and I was trying to think on the spot. Sorry, this brain doesn't fire. I don't know words like Jordan fucking Peterson, you know, man, fuck. But I feel like that to me makes more sense. If she's gonna be a bitch because every time you drink, you come home and you cause more problems in the relationship, but you guys are good outside the fact that are good when you're sober, or vice versa, she can be like this as well, then maybe it's time to reevaluate yourself and maybe smoke weed. I don't know. Do something that's a little more productive. But if you're just like, if you're getting tampered down and your mood's getting fucked with every time you're about to go hang out with your buddies, yeah, no, fucking time to go. You know, pick and choose your battles. Obviously, you need to be a little self-aware on what you're like first off before you can start attacking other people. Because if you're a dickhead and you're just like pointing the fucking blame every time it shoots back at you and you're trying to deflect it off your shoulders, then I feel like it's justified. But yeah, no, there needs to be, you know, nobody's perfect, and there has to be work in a relationship for you guys to make it fucking happen. You know, these things just don't fall into one another. You know, like maybe some relationships are just peachy keen, need no work at all. You know, maybe you rely on, you know, one person's relied on a little more financially and the other person's relied on for more like house chores. And a dude can do it. Who gives a shit? Stay-at-home dad seems like a pretty decent gig. I wouldn't hate that, even though, I don't know, it'd be a little demasculating. I forgot to wash out the shampoo in my hair, so like it's just greasy and tight to the noodle. But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot there. You know, if I had like a specific situation to break down. But like the 40-year-old guy that's, you know, sure, there's 40-year-old guys out there just snagging up 20-year-old trim all day long. And there's nothing wrong with that. Live your life exactly how you want to live it. Who am I to judge? But I'm just saying, like, as a friend group, you don't really want the guy that's just, like, destructive as fuck around. Yeah, it's cool as shit if you're out there banging 20-year-olds, but it does seem a little odd as you get older and you still have this fascination of flirting with, you know, barely legal pussy. I don't know. Like, I've never looked at younger broads and been like entirely turned on. I don't know. I like the old cougars. I like some bitches with the miles on them, you know, but that guy just, I don't know. When you're still banging fucking perks up your schnoz and doing a bunch of fucking blow and skipping out on shit with your kids and, you know, when the guy's just a deadbeat, when he's just a deadbeat, sure, he wakes up, he works hard, and he does all that shit that you're supposed to do. But, well, I'm thinking that he does it for the sole fact so that way he can put up more schnoz dust up his fucking, up his nostrils. But I think it comes down to you have to assess the situation. Like, is this, if you're at the point where you're looking over your shoulder every time that you're drinking beers with the boys and it's going to become a bigger issue than what it is, I think it needs to be boiled down to, is it you or her? Is it because, you know, you're out there having a good time and when you have too good of a time is when you become an asshole? Or is it she's just too insecure to see you smile from other people and having a good time? You need to figure out what's the root cause of that problem and then work its fucking self out, okay? Work its way forward. Because if it's, you know, personally, if it's her being pissed off at you and you can't live your life outside of that household, or live your life outside of that relationship, then I think it's time to fucking pack your bags and leave because, man, this shit is way too short and it blows by. Look, I graduated 12 years ago and it feels like I graduated yesterday. It fucking blows my mind how much time has passed. And as I get older, I'm noticing, like, I don't care much about the same shit I cared about when I was 19, 20, 23. And as you should change your perspective. You should grow and be able to look at your younger self. Be like, that guy was fucking stupid. Okay. That guy was a fucking idiot. You should be able to look at your younger self and see your growth as an adult, as a maturing man. Okay. If you're still like 40 years old, banging crushed up perks in a fucking double wide, I don't know if I really want to hang out with you. Now, I know that some of you out there are part of my audience, and that's okay. If that's where you're happy and you don't see any problems with that lifestyle, continue what you're doing, good sir. Have fun, okay? Just know that when people start to leave and move on to better things like having a family or making better career choices and you get left behind, it's not their fault, it's yours. Because you didn't want to adapt to adulthood and start, chasing dreams. Instead, you want to bang perks and try and finger bang 20-year-olds inside that said fucking double wide. Then, hey, just accept your reality and move the fuck on. Because your buddies aren't going to stay around forever. I'm sorry. When you elevate yourself and you shed that skin of the past and you're finding yourself in new friend groups that match the mindset that you have, there's nothing wrong with that. And never feel guilty over leaving someone in the past. You know what? You can try and be a good friend and try and help them get out of that rut. But if they won't accept that help, I'm sorry, man. I say be selfish with your time. You're only on this fucking earth for so long, and if you have an old lady that's barking in your ear all the time, and you feel like you're not appreciated, or you're not you're constantly in this anxious state that she's going to be mad at you, like you're going to receive some sort of tongue lashing over hanging out with friends or going out and doing something without her, you know? It's one thing. You know, it's one thing. If you had something planned and you just completely ditched it, that again, that's back to you being the dickhead. What's the sole cause or sole root of the problem? Is it you being a dickhead and bouncing on plans that you already made to go drinking with the fellas? Or is she, again, just insecure about you having a good time outside of the relationship? That, to me, is where you start figuring out, oh, okay, I see. It is my fault. Oh, maybe I got to change a little bit. Maybe I got to grow up a little bit. Maybe boozing every fucking night isn't quite a good idea. And like, you know what, man? Since I've turned this age of 30, I know my priorities have changed. Since I've been pretty much sober for the course of this pandemic, I've gotten drunk twice throughout the whole pandemic. And I see the path I want to go down. I see where I want to end up, you know? I don't foresee a family in my future. Like, I don't see myself having children ever in my lifetime. And that's okay. I've come to accept that reality. I've came to terms that there may be a point in my elder years where I'll regret the decision of not having children in my early 30s. And that's fine. I understand that that might be up the road for me. And thinking into the future isn't so bad. But I also really want a career in comedy more than anything on this planet. More than anything. I don't want the family. I don't... do I want the fortune? Yes. Do I want the fame? If it comes with it. Yes. But do I want a long career in comedy more than anything? So it's... First off, I think you got to look a little more into yourself, Mike. unless you're asking for a friend here. I think you got to look a little deeper into yourself and what you want out of life. You got to look at your surroundings and who you are as a person. Those are the three things I would say you look at before going outside of that bubble and start finger pointing at people and be like, you're fucked up, you're fucked up, you're a bitch and I'm perfect. Nobody's fucking perfect. Look at yourself, figure out what's fucked up about you, then you can start looking at the whole situation. You know, am I why do I feel this way? And the reason behind that, you know, I feel like that answer's sufficient enough. I feel like we got somewhere with that. You know, if you're a dickhead, maybe it's time to look in the mirror. You know, I'm saying, you know, a lot. I'm just noticing this. It's probably annoying to listen to, but, yeah, I feel like that's the first thing. Looking in the mirror and accepting who you are and what you've done, what you're going to do, and what's happening right then in the present. And then looking outside of that and what would make you happier. Is that person making you upset? You know, am I acting like a jackass? There's a long list of questions you can make for yourself. And if you can't answer them honestly, then it's your fault. It's definitely your fault. You're the sole root. You're the sole cause. And you should probably drive your car off a cliff. I'm joking. Yeah, that's a great way to end your stupid advice column, you know? Yeah. But whatever it is you want in life, you got to get out. You got to step outside of your comfort zone. If you stay inside your comfort zone, I guarantee you, you're going to wake up on your fucking, you're not going to wake up. You're going to lay there on your deathbed looking up and thinking about things in the past that are going to chew you alive. They're going to just chew you. And that's going to be the nail in the coffin for you. Your last waking moments on this planet are you sitting there regretting decisions you made in your life. So that's what I mean by sitting down, assess the problem, figure out what are you the root cause of these issues, or is it them? You know, do you feel like picking a fight? You know, pick and choose your battle. Is it worth it? I don't know. Of course it's worth it, because if it's at the detriment of your fucking happiness, it's always worth it. And that's what I'm saying, lads. So get out there and do some shit. Do some cool shit. Work your ass off. Get a boat. That's what you should be worried about, is getting a goddamn boat. Getting your dick licked by three coke whores. Brittany, Anna, and Chelsea. Those three coke whore bitches waiting on the dock. One's going to tongue the ass. The other one's going to tongue the balls. And the other one's going to give the shaft a kiss. All for a day on the lake. And that's what you should be doing. You should be working your ass off, getting the fucking boat, and getting a 3-on-1 on the shaft and hoop. And there you have it. Another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Please like, subscribe, and give a rating on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you again for tuning in. And thank you for recommending this all your deadbeat friends. And just a reminder, do not, and I repeat, do not recommend to your friend that he should be a guest on this show, because he's completely retarded and I don't want to talk to him for an hour. And thank you. Good night.